From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey, President Trump, put your hand on me. I'm your holy bye, Bill. Bill Curtis, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. It's good to be back with you. It is. I missed you all. We have a great show for you today. Later on, we're going to be talking to Daniel Handler, also known as Lemony Snicket, the author of a series of unfortunate events, and discussing the complete coincidence that he's on this week. But first... really? But first, if you'd like your own fortunate event, give us a call. That's 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. My name is Seth, and I am calling from Salem, Massachusetts.
Salem, Massachusetts? I know Salem quite well.
You know some witches there? Yeah. It's a big witch center.
One of my earliest memories was going to the Salem Witch Museum and getting the bejesus scared out of me by this big statue of Lucifer they had there. It was scary when I was a little kid.
That wasn't a statue!
Well, Seth, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's an alum of the Colbert Report and one half of the website Quality Time with Pete and Deb. It's Peter Gross.
Hi, Seth.
Hi, Peter.
Next, it's the woman behind the syndicated advice column Ask Amy, Amy Dickinson.
Hey, Seth.
Finally, it's a humorist and the author most recently of Save Room for Pie. It's Roy Blunt Jr.
Hey, Seth.
So, Seth, welcome to our show. We're going to start our show this week, as we pretty much always do, with Who's Bill This Time? Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your very own voicemail. Are you ready to do this?
I am.
All right. Here we go. Here's your first quote.
This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
That was... I can tell this audience is already great again, so he must be doing a good job.
And Trump found his understudy in Bill Curtis.
Yeah.
That was somebody promising us all a whole new kind of carnage on Friday. Who was it?
Donald Trump.
Yes, he is president now. His inauguration, among other things, set a record for the number of religious appeals with six different pastors and 100 million people saying, God help us. In his inaugural address, President Trump outlined a vision of America so dark and horrible, you expected him to finish the speech by saying, and I quit, you losers are on your own. Seriously, we went from the better angels of our nature to ask not what your country can do for you to this American carnage. Mm. Which sounds like a public radio show hosted by Steve Bannon.
Also, American Carnage sounds like, isn't that like the American Horror Story? Like the next version
yes,
of American
exactly.
Horror Story? Which is kind of, I guess, probably true.
Yeah. In his address, President Trump used a lot of words that, according to the Washington Post, have never been used in any prior inaugural address. Oh. And those words include carnage, bleed, disrepair, ripped, rusted, help me, please help me, and I'm so scared.
I thought that was me.
Well, that was fun, but we're not done yet. Here is your second quote.
This is not Woodstock. It's not Summer Jam. It's not a concert.
That was an official with a transition named Boris Epstein doing his best to downplay expectations of what event that happened on Thursday before the inauguration.
The inaugural party, gala.
Yes, the gala. Well, the concert, the inauguration concert. For weeks leading up to the inauguration, the Trump transition kept failing to book any big acts at all for the inauguration. They even were turned down ultimately by a Bruce Springsteen cover band. Which is why we ended up on Thursday with a lineup of Lee Greenwood and a band called Three Doors Down, which by coincidence is where Melania sleeps at home.
By request.
According to the transition website, this is the the lineup for the inaugural balls on Friday night. Tim Rushlow and his big band, Silhouettes, the Piano Guys, Cash Olsen, Lexi Walker, the Rockettes, and Aaron Boehm. And now, can you tell which of them we made up? You can't. We didn't make up any of them.
I like the parade, though. The parade was nice.
The parade?
Like the actual night, like, you know, to try and, like, have some majesty.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Like, just they were walking around. I missed the Putin float. There was no, like, giant Putin.
The big head.
You know, like a big underdog, like a big Putin looking down on everybody.
The Huffington Post reported that the Trump transition team asked for the inaugural parade a parade of missile launchers and tanks.
Yep. Oh, my God.
I think they were like, no, the streets of Washington can't handle like a 100,000-pound tank.
Yeah, that's right? why they said no.
That's why they officially said no. But it was great because he asked the Army for something, and the Army said no, which is a good precedent to set.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Seth, your last quote, naturally, is also from our new president.
We have by far the highest IQ of any team ever assembled.
President Trump is talking about what incredibly smart group that also includes Rick Perry.
His cabinet.
Yes, his cabinet appointees. Very good. For those who do not like our new president, it was encouraging to see so many people say they totally disagree with him. These brave people, of course, were his own cabinet nominees. Time after time, they were asked if they agreed with their new boss, and they said, no, we believe climate change is real, and yes, Meryl Streep is actually a pretty good actress. Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos refused to say she was against guns in schools. Why not? Because of, quote, potential grizzlies, unquote. And she has a point, because how are you going to deal if a grizzly bear attacks your school if all the kindergarten has is those blunt little scissors? And you might laugh, but it is important to prepare for the bears, because if the EPA nominee gets confirmed, there will be a lot of homeless polar bears wandering around.
Where's Scott Pruitt? Take me to Pruitt.
Yeah, I mean, she had a point, I suppose, that maybe there's like five schools that also, like, if your school is the schools that like are legitimately at risk for bears,
bear attacks,
they're not like, there's not like a trail of honey between the woods and the kindergarten door.
Yeah.
They already have fences and other methods. It's not like, you know, it's 1840 and like outside the schoolhouse, we ought to have a gun just in case a grizzly walks in. Like, there's other methods that you can use.
I actually felt she was being grilled. So I felt a little sorry for her because it just seemed like, you know that dream where it's like you wake up and you have to take your SATs and you're naked? And I felt like that's where she was.
I had a dream once where I was totally unqualified for this cabinet position. And somebody appointed me.
Okay, so Rick Perry. Yeah. I mean, everybody likes to make fun of him. But he had kind of a fun moment there with Al Franken. That was a fun little...
What happened, in case you missed it, this was actually... You only saw this on CNN After Dark. So...
It's true.
He was starting his sort of conversation with Al Franken, and Senator Al Franken, and he referred back to the private meeting they had had in Franken's office. And he said, Rick Perry did, I hope you are as fun in this hearing as you were on your couch.
Really, Al Franken looked like he had been, like, slapped.
Yeah.
He's like,
you're not supposed to talk about that.
Yeah.
And then Rick Perry laughed. I mean, everybody laughed.
That was
pretty funny. Everybody realized.
To Rick Perry's credit, he's learning when he sounds really stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
To laugh at himself.
Which is an improvement.
Yes.
Bill, how did Seth do in our quiz?
Seth conjured up a perfect score.
Well done. Thank you, Seth.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
And when we get behind...